George anything but Sue.
Johnny Cash will be in town for the State Fair and a boy named Sue and a Skinny Bobby Harper radio program.
W-A-K-Y.
Check the time. Our name's in the news time from WAKY. It's exactly 7:29. Let's make it legal. WAKY, Louisville, Kentucky. Skinny Bobby Harper here, your new morning bird of paradise on the big 7 to 9. Pausing briefly for this serious thought. Show me a clean newspaper and I'll show you a parakeet with a problem, friend.
What do the critics say about Greetings, the zany anti-everything satire? Now showing at the Crescent Theater, Dudley Saunders of the Louisville Times says, Greetings is genuinely brisk, spicy, entertaining. From the Courier Journal, here's William Mootz's reaction. Frankly, I loved it. Even though I'm pretty sure I'm not going to recommend it to that sweet old lady who keeps calling to ask if there are any nice movies in town. See Greetings now, in color at the Crescent Theater, and you'll agree with them. Greetings is rated X.
Attention homeowners, if you've a first or a second mortgage and face the problem of not having enough money to buy that new or used car, or pay for that boat or vacation you need, see King Investment Company. Perhaps you need money to send the kids through college this fall. Then see King Investment Company to consolidate your bills, cut your payments in half, and let you borrow additional money. King Investment Company has been serving the Kentuckiana area for over 50 years, charging homeowners low legal rates on money they need. So why pay more? Be debt-free. See King Investment Company, 300 West Main, corner of 3rd and Main, 4th floor. Call 583-5545 after 6 p.m., 454-7440 for King Investment Company. Pay more?
In New Albany at 201 East Mark Street, the corner of Bank and Market. You know where it is, right?
Right.
Drop into that. Just a second, friends. Come in.
I always say, yeah. Keep America beautiful. Swallow beer cans.
One year ago today.
Oh, all right. It's my friends and lover. The message. It's there.
I think it's so groovy now that people are finally getting together. I think it's wonderful now that people are finally getting together. I think it's so good now.
Together, friends and lover on the big 79.
W-A-K-Y.
Skinny Bobby here at exactly 26 away from 8 o'clock in the morning. 26 from 8, our WAKY names in the news. And once again, here's Jerry Scott.
An accident at Eastern Parkway in Delora. Police are on the scene. Motorists use caution in the area.
Here's the baseball activity from last night and yesterday. Louisville beat the Toledo Mudhens 11-10 at the fairgrounds last night. In the National League, San Francisco over Chicago 6-3. St. Louis beat San Diego 5-2. The Reds over Montreal 5-3. Pittsburgh beat the Dodgers 4-2. Houston took two from the Mets 16-3. And 11-5, Atlanta and Philadelphia split a doubleheader. The Braves won the first game 6-3, and the Phillies took the second game 4-3. In that doubleheader, Hank Aaron became the third leading home run hitter of all time. He hit homer number 537 of his career last night, which places him now third behind Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle. Briefly, in the American League, Baltimore defeated Kansas City 4-2, Chicago over Cleveland 11-6, Detroit beat Minnesota 3-1, New York beat Oakland 3-2. It was California 4, Boston 1, and Seattle 4, and Washington 3, and now hear this.
Say, this restaurant is really great, Frank.
Yeah, Fred. Let's order a couple of more bottles of Fall City.
Right. Then we'd better order dinner. Say, you know, I come from a long line of gourmets.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes. Take my sister. She dresses to kill and cooks the same way.
Oh, no. Here comes the Fall City now. Just be quiet and drink your beer.
With pleasure. There's nothing like that great taste of Fall City beer.
That's true, Fred. City always tastes the same.
That's because it's pasteurized, Frank.
Right, to protect its great taste all the way to beer drinkers like you and me.
Fall City beer gives you more, all right.
Say, speaking of your sister, the last time I was at her house, she served 12 different kinds of cookies.
Did you take your pick?
No, I had to use a hammer.
Fall City beer. It's pasteurized. To protect that pure, fresh Fall City taste.
Fall City satisfies cause Fall City's pasteurized. Drink City, Fall City beer gives you more.
This is the award-winning Bob Harper Show.
When you're paid.
Come on, baby.
Yeah. All right.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
All Betty Harris, I'm a big 79.
W-A-K-Y.
Skinny Bobby Harper here, 21 away from 8 o'clock in the morning, 21 from 8. That's our WAKY names in the news time. Traffic on the Wilderson Expressway eastbound has been stymied by an accident near Crittenden Drive. Traffic is delayed between Crittenden Drive and the North-South Expressway on the Wilderson. A delay also reported on Poplar Level Road just south of the Wilderson. A train has the roadblock there. I-71 is heavy, but moving with no delays this morning. Dixie Highway also heavy, but moving. Several accidents reported this morning. Most of them, though, have been cleared up so far by the police, and that takes care of the traffic. Now let's take care of the phone. It's like, hello? What did I do before I became a disc jockey? Yeah. I had a job in a brewery. In a brewery, yeah. I got $5 a day and all I could drink. Yeah. But I lost money on the deal. How? I'm glad you asked, because I spent $6 a day on pretzels.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You asked when would be the best time to buy a new Camaro, right? Well, the best time to buy a new Camaro is now. Right now, while the whole country is on Chevrolet savings time. I suppose you're surprised that a car as popular as the Hugger, a car that paced the Indianapolis 500 two out of the last 3 years, a car named Best Sporty Car in this year's Car and Driver poll, you're probably surprised that a car with so much going for it is going for so little right now. Sure surprised me, I'll tell you. And I'll tell you something else. Since we're on Chevrolet savings time right now, this is the time to get over to your Chevrolet dealer and pick out your Camaro. Better hurry, though, because the word is out.
And now, Skinny Bobby presents the Breakfast Pig!
Here I come! I'm coming to get you! Yum, yum, yum!
In the back hills of Kentucky I was raised, in a shack on Big Bone Mountain. Lord, would you please let your light shine?
Jerry Scott, WAKY News.
I'm Joe Templeton in Washington. President Nixon arrived in New Delhi a few hours ago. At the airport in New Delhi, the president pledged to work for, in his words, a generation of peace for India, Asia, and the world. The president got a warm welcome from thousands at the airport and along the route into New Delhi. The president and Mrs. Nixon will spend 3 days in India.
ABC's Joe Templeton. New Albany, Indiana fire officials continue their investigation into what they describe as the worst fire in New Albany in more than a year. The blaze did an estimated $100,000 damage to 3 downtown business firms yesterday. Several firemen were slightly injured. Traffic was tied up for a few hours. It's believed the fire may have started in a room at the Goodwill Industries store, which is used for the storage of cleaning fluids. An early morning fire has destroyed a portion of the Sailorsville High School in McGoffin County. Fire officials said the blaze broke out about 2 a.m. Fire departments from Paintsville, Prestonburg, and Oil Springs were summoned. No estimate of damage. The cause is still unknown. Michigan police return home from Hazard, Kentucky. That story coming up.
When I get to thinking about the past and all its glories, I sometimes feel that they just don't make thirst the way they used to. Like the one that was generated in this area in the 1800s. I mean when those tired, footsore fellas came over the mountains and ran into those dauntless heroes coming down the Ohio River, a maelstrom of quintessential thirstiness was created. This region that we know and love so well was the motherlode of the parched throat. Fortunately, a Saxon beer maker named George Wiedemann heard about the problem and set about solving it. The beer he put his name to proved a match for the prevailing thirst. You know, they still make that Wiedemann beer. I recommend it to your attention. Look, it took a heck of a beer to satisfy one of the most sincere and monumental thirsts of all time.
Michigan authorities have returned home after questioning a 19-year-old youth in custody in Hazard, Kentucky, about 7 unsolved murders in Michigan in the past 2 years. The officials interrogated Michael Allen Moore of Monroe, Michigan, who had been linked to the slayings by a runaway girl with him at the time of his arrest on a reckless driving charge. The girl said Moore had admitted killing someone at Michigan, but the police officials said there was not enough evidence at this time to ask for a warrant. I'm Michael Summers, WAKY News.
Louisville police pressing their search for a shotgun-wielding suspect in an overnight shooting incident. 32-year-old Neil Guyton of West Jefferson is in serious condition at General Hospital after being shot at 26th and Jefferson last night. A pair of hold-up men who took an undetermined amount of money from the bondage station at Franklin and Bellwood last night are also being sought. An Okolona J.C., Robert Cobb, has resigned from his home chapter of the organization after the J.C. has refused to accept for membership a Negro. Cobb said he'll remain a vice president of the Kentucky J.C.'s. University of Kentucky basketball star Mike Casey in good condition at General Hospital with a broken leg. And that stems from an auto accident last night.
770 more American troops leave Vietnam tomorrow. The U.S. command says the most men are from the 9th Marine Regiment. They'll go to Okinawa.
An accident at 4th in Colorado this morning has left an unidentified man in serious condition at General Hospital.
The U.S. command says this morning that 110 Americans were killed in the Vietnam War last week. That's the second lowest total for any week this year. The enemy death toll for last week was also down.
A search continues in eastern Kentucky for a plane missing since Monday.
Edward Kennedy returns to his seat in the Senate today. Kennedy said yesterday he will run again in 1970. Kennedy said if elected, he will serve the full six-year term.
Bus service will continue until September in Paducah. It had been scheduled to come to an end today.
Mariner 6 took more pictures of Mars this morning. The pictures will be sent back to Earth tonight. They're expected to show some close-up views of Mars.
Eight new Ohio River bridges being considered. They'll link Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana.
Another round of peace talks underway in Paris this morning. Little progress is expected.
ABC's Joe Templeton. WAKY weather, increasing cloudiness and warm today. High 87, cloudy and warm, showers tonight and tomorrow morning. Low tonight, 70. Clearing and cooler tomorrow afternoon, high 83. It's 61 degrees, airport weather clear, operations normal. Jerry Scott, WAKY News.
Adolf Rupp, WAKY Music.
Ow! Oh, yeah. That is the man, the Buchanan brothers, Skinny Bobby Harper, here on the Big 79. WAKY. Check the time, folks. 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. 9 from 8, that's our names in the news time. That's a contest that I'll tell you more about as the morning goes along. Our WAKY weather word is cloudy and kind of warm today. The high should be 87 degrees and low tonight, 70. Currently, it's 61. Tomorrow's high, 83. Today is be kind to Nancy Duggins Day. Fancy Nancy. We got her, and if you know Nancy Duggins, for goodness sakes, take time out of a busy day to maybe send her some roses or flowers or candy or anything that would, in your way, shape, or form, fill the bill as far as being nice to Nancy Duggins, okay? And now, friends, as the month of July comes to an end, it's important for us as Americans to realize the importance that this month has played and will play in history of mankind. But just as important, we must look ahead to tomorrow and the future. And so, keeping this in mind, in realizing the necessity to venture forth with courage and inspiration, here is the Skinny Bobby Harper thought for the day. Families that pray together, stay together. And families that work together, eat. Huh? Our thought for the day.
Exclusive first-run engagement at the Kenwood, New Albany, and Parkway Drive-In Theaters.
His name, Che Guevara. His symbols, the Black Beret, the machete, the machine gun. 20th Century Fox presents Che, starring Omar Sharif as Che, Jack Palance as Fidel Castro. Che, who followed a dream of justice and freedom and created a nightmare of terror and violence. Rated M.
Second big feature, an adult look at a police detective. Frank Sinatra stars as the detective. Third great hit, James Coburn in Hard Contract. See all three. First run engagement of Che plus The Detective and Hard Contract. Now showing at the Kenwood, New Albany, and Parkway Drive-In Theater.
How about changing your appearance and stepping up to contact lenses from Monfried Optical? At Monfried, you can try before you buy due to the famous Lease Your Lenses plan. And Monfried has put contact lenses within the reach of everyone with our many charge plans and budget terms. So find out how easy it is for you to wear contacts. Call Monfried now, 583-3814. That's 583-3814. Monfried Optical with 5 convenient locations.
Skinny Bobby Harper.
With a plastic on O-band at 6 from 8 o'clock in the morning time.
Go no band, friends. Stiff piece of chance, right?
You'll be a better person for it.
W-A-K-Y.
3 minutes away from 8 o'clock in the morning, 3 from 8, that's our W-A-K-Y names in the news time. The time brought to you by, Shively's Finest for Mexican Foods. One's Taco City, located just off Dixie Highway. That's One's Taco City. One's 300-pound Indian wife squats in the entrance of this fine Mexican restaurant, grunting a friendly welcome to you and your family as you pounds out the tortilla flour. Inside, you'll be greeted by the delightful sound of chicken as they walk around under the tables. Juan's water is especially brought in to Louisville by Trailways bus from Mexico City, and dieters are urged to drink heartily for a guaranteed weight loss of up to 20 pounds during the following week. The specialty of the house is the iguano taco with Juan's special hot sauce. And for entertainment, it's fun this weekend when Juan's deranged nephew plays the ocarina at your table. Visit Juan's Taco City tonight.
Good morning, Jim Buller Chevrolet.
May I speak to Bob Creighton, your sales manager, please?
Just a minute, please. I'll connect you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bob Creighton speaking.
Bob, listen, this is Bill Harrelson of General Motors in Detroit. Now, we know you're probably feeling the national car shortage. We have 35 1969 Chevys we can let you have. Now, I can let you have them at pretty good savings because of volume. You want them?
You bet we do, Bill. We could sure use them. We'll pass these savings on to our customers, and we should be able to save them hundreds of dollars on discount. And when the word gets out, you can bet we'll sell these cars as fast as we can get them. And thanks for the favor. And get those cars rolling our way.
Well, you've got the word, friends. Jim Buller Chevrolet has 35 1969 Chevrolets to sell at low discount prices. So hurry on out to 4156 Shelbyville Road and save yourself a bundle. These cars won't last long.
Names in the news. Over the years, WAKY News has received numerous awards and high praise from many varied organizations and individuals, including the Associated Press, both national and state awards, the Journalism Award from the National Headliners Club, to name only a few. We at WAKY are proud of the men that make up our award-winning news team. They work many long hours to gather and edit the multitude of stories that come in daily. Plus, when news happens locally, they commit themselves over and above their daily schedules to report these stories factually, many times from the scene. Names in the News is a contest in their honor. Each day for the next 10 days, you will hear the voice of a well-known name in the news. Listen not only to the voice, but what he is saying. If you can identify all 10 names, you could win $1,000 in cash. Here is a name in the news.
It jails its opponents and shuts down newspapers.
Identify that voice and you could win $1,000 in cash. Names in the news from the Big 79.
This is the Big 79.
W-A-K-Y, Louisville, Kentucky.
Skinny Bobby Harper here at exactly 8:01 for a Thursday morning. Tony Joe White, friends, and poke salad in it.
Yeah. Ow. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Got the hair on me.
Well, I thank you much for calling. Right, thanks much for the call, sir. Right, you know. We were on the phone there, friends, with the Louisville Historical Association, and we have just been informed here at WAKY that historians have located the diary of Winifred Carbuncle, the next-door neighbor of Paul Revere. And the writing done back in the 1770s is very faint, but they've been able to make out a very important notation in the diary. Apparently, the morning after Paul Revere's famous ride, Mrs. Carbuncle, the next-door neighbor, overheard Paul say, "I got drunk last night and did what?" All right, okay, good enough. Come on, guys. Beautiful. It's 5 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:05 WAKY, names in the news time on the Skinny Bobby Harper radio program.
at Beneficial. Doot, doot, you're good for more at Beneficial. Doot, doot, you're good for more at Beneficial. Doot, doot, where the money is, we want to lend you the full amount you have in mind.
Thinking of vacation? Think of Beneficial Finance for the cash you need. Just give us a call, tell us how much you want, then let yourself go. Let yourself go on the vacation of a lifetime. Maybe travel across the country, or spend a week or two at a great resort, or even go abroad. Call Beneficial, tell us the full amount you have in mind, and happy vacation.
At Beneficial, doot, doot, you're good for more. At Beneficial, doot, doot, you're good for more. At Beneficial, doot,
there on the get this and get it straight. I'm only gonna say it once. Here in the Louisville area, five offices of the Beneficial Finance System are within the sound of my voice. In the Hikes Point, Shively, and Clarksville areas, you see the white pages of your phone book for the Beneficial Finance Office nearest you, and tell them the Duke sent you by for the bread.
Planning a wedding? Then see Colonel Quick Tuxedo Rentals for the widest variety in tuxedo styles, from conventional cut to contemporary colors. See Colonel Quick Tuxedo Rentals at 3333 Bardstown Road.
4 years ago today.
7 past 8 from WAKY, Skinny Bobby on a Thursday with Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders and the Game of Love.
Hey!
What's the rules? You got the rules? You got the rules in front of you? Okay, Mama. Here we go.
The purpose of a man is to love a woman, and the purpose of a woman is to love a man. So come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play the game of love, baby. The game of love, la, 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 la.
That's the game of love. Wayne Fontana, the Mind Benders on WAKY.
WAKY.
9 past 8, 8:09, WAKY names in the news time with the Skinny Bobby Doings here for a Thursday morning. Today is Be Kind to Nancy Duggan's Day. If you know Nancy, for goodness sakes, take time out and be kind, if you will. Maybe send her some flowers, take her to dinner, propose marriage or whatever. If you don't know Nancy, make an effort to get to know her. She's worth knowing, really. Nancy Duggan's Day here in the Big 7 tonight. I see the new TV guide is on the newsstands, and in it, the management of WAKY-TV proudly announced their new fall schedule with a listing of the programs that they are sure will capture huge audiences and ratings here in Louisville. For example, there's Vision Impossible, the groovy adventures, it says here, the groovy adventures of two lovable drunk drivers who do their thing every Sunday at 10 on Channel 79. And then there's Lust in Space, a typical everyday run-of-the-mill, run-of-the-universe space story about life, liberty, and the pursuit of hanky-panky somewhere in suburban Venus. Also, you'll enjoy Gentile Ben, a tender-hearted Polish boy finds happiness making kosher beef sandwiches in a Jewish delicatessen. And finally, there's two great new shows for the teenagers, Petticoat Junkie and Mayberry LSD. Yes, friends, it looks like a great season for the big one, WAKY-TV, Channel 79.
This is Mission Control returning you down-to-earth.
And the down-to-earth prices are downtown at Louisville Motors. Jim Bennett and his price fighters have done it again. Yes, you already know about the tremendous savings on an LTD.